Sunday, Charlie and me were taking a late morning walk. It's been hard for Cora and us to get motivated early in the morning, what with the frigid temps. We all needed a little exercise. And truth be told, we were hoping to work off some of the bacon and Pillsbury cinnamon rolls we had for breakfast. So we're walking around our neighborhood past a little wooded lot when Oren Libby pops out from behind the trees. Oren must be in his late 70s, I'm guessing, and he has the walking thing down. He takes a jaunt downtown, about 3 miles round trip, every morning to pick up the paper. Rain, snow, hot or cold, he's out there hoofing it. "Holy cow, Oren," I said, "where'd you come from?" He's got this big, gruff voice. "Doctor put me on a diuretic, not used to it. Keep getting caught short." "I hear you," Charlie says. "I keep a range extender in my truck, you know, just in case." Range extender is what Charlie calls his plastic bottle for emergencies. He needs it not because he's on a diuretic, but because of poor planning. As the women who run with the moose say, carpe diem, meaning if you have a chance to go, go. You never know when the next bathroom opportunity might present itself. See, men have an easier time of it, and my theory is they get lazy. Oren goes, "Ever since my heart incident last November, things have been all screwed up. Mary's finally letting me walk downtown unsupervised, so that's something." "I heard about your setback, Oren," Charlie says. "How you doing?" "Well, you know, more tired than usual. I'm having a hard time to get motivated. Wish they had a pill for that." "A pill to get motivated? That's a brilliant idea. I'd buy a bottle." "Me too," Charlie agrees. "Well, nice talking to you, but I gotta get going. If I'm gone too long, Mary will send out the cavalry." "Oh, you don't want that. You take care, Oren. Glad you're on the mend." Oren goes on his way, and Charlie and me go on ours. "Speaking of getting motivated, Charlie, what's on your agenda today?"
"Well, sweetheart, I hear my banker lounger calling me. You know, that game won't watch itself."
"I know, it's hard work, but somebody's got to do it. How about you, Ida?" "Well, I should straighten out my craft room, been putting that off. But truth be told, the new AARP magazine just came. That needs reading. Plus, I'm behind on my people. Before I settle down with that, though, I better make some more icing for the leftover cinnamon rolls. The one packet they give you is fine for breakfast, but I think we're going to need a little extra frosting to get us through the day, don't you?"
"You're singing my song. Just the thought of them cinnamon rolls is motivating me to walk faster. Is there any leftover bacon?"
"There is. Thought I might crunch that up, sprinkle it on top of the frosting."
"Hey, Charlie, slow down."
That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.